From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. Okay, let's say you've just gotten a job offer to work in the majestic country of Bumpsylvania. Awesome, right? You've always wanted to live amongst the scenic Bumpsylvanian swamplands and hear the local ghost toads sing their famous mating screech. But before you pony up the $549.95 for Rosetta Stone Bumpsylvanian edition, you want to do a little research on the economic health of this country. So you ask your friend, the economics professor, hey, how is the economy of Bumpsylvania doing these days? Well, one number that will almost definitely figure into her reply is the country's GDP. This stands for Gross Domestic Product. GDP is a common measure that's used to roughly represent the size of a country's economy. The way you calculate GDP is both simple as a general principle and complicated in the details. The simple version is that GDP is the value of all the goods and services produced within a country in a given period of time, such as a financial quarter or a year. So if we look at Bumpsylvania, we can calculate its yearly GDP by adding up the dollar value of all the stuff it creates, all the pork sandwiches, shoe shines, fashion magazines, bullets, massages, motorcycles, jujitsu classes, ghost toad swamp tours, and, of course, traditional Bumpsylvanian-style wooden hats. Every item, product, or service brought to market by workers or other economic resources located inside the country in that year is part of the GDP. Of course, coming up with this figure is not as easy as it sounds. GDP is actually a highly complex and abstract statistical instrument that takes some real work to calculate. Just one example of the many complications. Let's say somebody cuts down some swamp trees and turns those trees into lumber, and then sells that lumber to a haberdasher who turns it into a traditional Bumpsylvanian-style wooden hat. Do you count the sales of both the lumber and the hat? Well, no, because GDP is a measure of the final value of goods and services. So if you counted the sale of the wood to the hat maker and the sale of the hat, you'd be counting the same value twice. The value of the wood gets wrapped into the final value of that gorgeous, gorgeous headgear. GDP is probably the most important measure of the size and performance of an economy, but it's not the only one. There's also GNP, which is related but slightly different. GNP stands for gross national product. GDP is the value of all economic production inside a country's borders, no matter who is doing that production. GNP, on the other hand, is the value of all the products and services produced by a country's residents, even if production takes place outside the country. So, if a Bumpsylvanian business has a factory making wooden hats in another country, the output of that factory would be included in Bumpsylvania's GNP, but not its GDP. Both figures are economically useful, but according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, GDP is the primary measure used by the United States and most other countries. While GDP is a widely used indicator of economic strength, many critics point out that it's not necessarily the best indicator of the real health of a nation. For example, a country with a large, growing GDP might look strong on paper. But what if that number is masking vast income inequality, a productive economy based on huge amounts of, say, low-wage labor? Of course, by comparing GDP with other pieces of data, you can do more with the figure. A simple example would be comparing GDP with population to come up with per capita GDP, which means economic value per person. So, for example, according to the World Bank, in 2013, China's GDP was a massive $9.2 trillion. Compare that to Luxembourg's relatively small GDP of $60 billion. Yet, in the same year, China's GDP per capita was only about $6,800, while Luxembourg's was more than 16 times that, at about $110,000. So, while China's economy is certainly much larger, it looks like each individual citizen, on average, is better off in Luxembourg. Financially speaking, that is.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.